Zog de Gemara daf te zayin omid aleph, two lines from the bottom. Pochois mishloisha mani rabonanhi. The Gemara said before that when it comes to the is of planting kilayim, klei akerem or klei zroyim, so you can have the two species, either they have to be six tvachim apart, or you can have a mechitza between them. What's called a shei mechitza? Even if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, which is a shei mechitza is ready enough that you can have kilayim on one side and zroyim on the other side, or a klei akerem. It's not called, even though they yoinik form from one another. The fact that there's a mechitza in between, that already is matter. Now, the three midas, the three types of mechitzas. The first mechitza the Braisa mentions, the Seftin Kalayim, is kol shu pochas mishloisha. That means even if the oimet part is two etzbois, but the open part, the revach, not the oimet, the porridge part is less than gimel tvachim. Less than gimel tvachim is sosum. It's lovet is kasosum. So it's a proper mechitza. The fact that you have a mashu of oimed, but you have pochas mi gimel of an open area, pochas mi gimel is lovut. So it's sosum. So you allow to plant on the other side, and that's midi rishon in the mechitza. Shlo yizdak gdi bebas roish, that a gdi can't go in easily. It's smaller than gimel tvachim, the open area. So then you allow to plant on the other side. That's midi rishon, lovut kasosum. The second midah is kol shu gimel megimel adalet, that the oimet part is either 3 or from 3 to 4. So over here, you have to make sure that the open part is tzorech shaloye ben zelazek kemeloyoy. It can't be the same as the area that's oimet, because poritz koimet is also, that's the right we brought. So it can't be poritz koimet. Now, if it's poritz merubah lo oimet, if you have more open area than enclosed area, even though the enclosed area is between 3 and 4 tvachim, Af keneged the oimid oser. The oimid is not choshev enough. It's only between gimel and dalet that you allow to plant on the other side of the oimid. However, the third mid is kol shu dalet when the oimid part is four tvachim ume arbat es amas all the way till es amas. So likewise, you have to make sure that the open area should not be kemeloyoy. It should be parutz koimid, because parutz koimid is oser. Vim hoya parutz koimid. But if it's equal and parutz koimid is taka oser, so keneged the oimid muta, since from dalet tvachim till 10 amas is more of a choshev area of oimid, so you allow to plant on the other side of the oimid. Now, this is a special dispensation only by Kilayim. We're not going to say you allow to be metaltal on the other side of the Oimed when you have Poetz Mubal or Oimed or Poetz Koimed, that's Osa. You're not just carrying the other side of the Oimed. But by Kilayim, we're matter by Dalad Ad Yud, that it's a special dispensation. You're allowed to be plant the Kilayim, the Zroim on one side and the Geffen on the other side, if it's behind the Oimed, because of the Cheshivas of this wall from 4 Tvachim until Terah Amos. That is the third meter. So the Gemara says, two lines from the bottom, Pochas Mishloisha, the first meter that we said if it's less than Gimel. If the open area is less than Gimel, Mani, who is that like? Rabbonon, Dami Pochas Mishloisha, I'm going to Lovud. That the Gedder of Lovud is not like a Pshim Gamliel, that is Dalat Tvachim. But the Gedder of Lovud is Gimel Tvachim. So Pochas Mishloisha, Takam Gin and Lovud. But Shloisha, 3 and onward, if the area is open more than 3 and more, Lam Gin and Lovud. So Eim Asefa, what about the second meter? When it's between 3 and 4 tvachim, we said the second meter was that tzorech shaloye ben zelazek kemeloyoy can't be equal, it can't be poetz kemeloyoy, it can't be poetz koimid, and if it's poetz merubah lo oimid, then af keneged the oimid is also. That was the second meter. Now, this second meter that we're saying that the enclosed area, the oimid part, is between 3 and 4, is not the same as between 4 and 10. According to Rabbanon, there's no difference between 3 and 4 tvachim or 4 tvachim and 10 amas. 3 tvachim or more, or 4 tvachim or more, is the exact same thing. Both of them is not lovud. So zok de gemore, eim o sefer, kol shu shloisha, umi shloisha v'alba, daf te zayin omid beis, osan reb shimon gamliel, that I understand, according to reb shimon gamliel, that lovud is dalat tvachim, so you can start differentiating between 3 and 4 tvachim is one din, and between 4 tvachim and 10 amas is another din. Reb Shimon Gamliel de Omar, Pochas Ma'abo Lovud. So then it's going to Reb Shimon Gamliel. So the middle gedder versus the third gedder seems implied. It's implying that it's going to Reb Shimon Gamliel, not going to Rabbonon. Di Rabbonon Mishloishav Adabo Shloishav Abo Chadu. It's the same thing. And to the Gemara, Omar Abaya Midereish Rabbonon Sefer Nami Rabbonon. Lo'olam, everything is Rabbonon. It's Taka Rabbonon. Rabbonon the Reish, Rabbonon the Sefer too. Umoy de Rabbonon, the Cholam Mishre Kenegdoi, Iikamokam Abo Choshev Viloyla Choshev. Then Rabbonon agree, even though love it is only by Pochas Megimel, but they agree that there's certain Cheshivas. If you have a Cheshivas of Arbon onward, then you can plant even Kenegdoi. This special heta that we say plant Kenegdoi Oimid starts from Arbat Tvachim. That means in the Havim of the Gemara held, according to Rabbonon, less than Gimel is Lovud. Once it's gimel, it's chashiv. So ayba zoi, you should be able to plant on the other side of the wall when it's gimel, because that's goof what makes it chashiv. Chashiv means that it's not lovud, it's not sosim anymore. It's not considered like it's not here, like it's closed. Morning gimel, you don't say lovud, that means it's chashiv. But the fact that according to we're mechalik in the din of planting on the other side, dafka by dalad, is because this din is not totally the din in lovud. Ein chanami when it comes to lovud rabbonon loylem, everything's like rabbonon. Lovud kasosim is by pochs mi gimel, not by pochs mi dalad. But when you have an oimid of dalad, even if you have pochs meruba lo oimid, the oimid of dalad by kelaim is it has a chshivas. They can plant on the other side, but not that that's the chshivas. That anything less than that, you say lovud. Because love it is only until gimel, but the chshivas of planting on the other side of the oimet is taka by dalad. That's le'olam it's going to rabbanon. And you need the chshivas of dalad to plant on the other side of the oimet. Rava says another teretz. Rava Omar, me the sefer of Shimon Gamliel. We know the sefer of Shimon Gamliel because it says from 4 tvachim until 10 ames, the chshivas starts by 4 tvachim. So reish and ames of Shimon Gamliel. So the reish is also of Shimon Gamliel. So anyway, the question is, why is it totally in gimel? L'chari, we said lovud is totally in dalad. Why does it say anything pachas me gimel? We say lovud. V'chi omer of Shimon Gamliel, I'm going to lovud, hanimi l'malo. Meaning, when do we say the din of lovud? That's l'malo. When you have a kura, you have a crossbeam, that's on the top. So it doesn't have to reach all the way the koisel of the mavui. It could be within dalad tvachim. Lovud l'malo is until dalad. When the lovud is lamato, lovud lamato, even if Shimon Gamliel agrees that it has to be betoich gimel. If it's betoich dalad, then gdiim, physically, goats can go under it. And that's mevato the shem mechitza. So lovud, you don't say dalad when it's lamato. So have a mechitza shagdiim boikimbo, la'am gino lovud. And that's where lo'olim, everything is Shimon Gamliel. And even though it says in the Reisha, it's totally in Gimel, that's because of Mechitza Lamato. We're talking about Lamato. By Lamato, indeed, by his Mechitza of Lamato, that you want to plant now with the problem of Klei Zroyim, so Taka totally in Gimel, because of Mechitza Lamato is totally in Gimel, because Gdiim Boikim would break it if it's anything more than Gimel, even though it's less than Dalet. Zogdimo Toshma, Tfanois Halolu. If you have a structure that has a majority, the Gemara's Hamini is a majority of windows and doors, muta, it's still considered a structure. But what is one condition? You have to have a more enclosed than open. We just said you have a majority of open windows. It means you have to reread the braisa. You have an abundance, you have a lot of psochim and chaloinus. Still, it's muta. When is it muta? If you have oim and merubah leparetz, if you're more enclosed than open area, then inside you're allowed to be metaltal because you have oim and merubah leparetz. We can be medayek from here, black and white. Hokaparetz, if it's 50-50, if it's equal, it's also. So tshuftin rapapa, it's clear cut kash and rapapa that says poetz koim it is muta. Zog the mora, tiufte, tzaka kasha. Zog the mora, right after that, vihilchse kavosa de rapapa, the poets koim it is muta. Frag the mora, tiufte vihilchse, you just brought a tiufte da loch is nalag rapapa, and then you say the hilchse kapapa. Zog the mora, in, bishum de daike mastise kavose, our mishnah is meduyak like rapapa, the tanan, it says, lo ye pirtzis yiseres alabinyan. It says by the shiora shechonsa, you can't have pirtzis yiseres alabinyan, you can't have the enclosed part. Versus the open part. You can't have the pirtz in the open part more than the binyan. When the saddles you have around surrounding the shiora, you can't have more open and closed. It says clearly, you can't have pirtz, it says ala binyan. Hok a binyan, but if it's 50-50 equal, then it's mutter. So before we had a teretz, Rav Huna answered, it doesn't mean hok a binyan mutter, it means ho binyan yes ala pirtz, then it's mutter. But pirtz koimit is also. But the mashmoyz in the mission is not like that. It says, it can't be pirtz, yes ala binyan. Hok a binyan, if it's 50-50, it's mutter. So clear raya like a papa, and that's Hilsaka Papa. Toysa has a bomb kasha. So Toysa's Hilsaka Papa. Ain't Moya. The Hocha Kamel and Poets Koimit is Mutter. We're passing in Poets Koimit is Mutter. 50-50 is Mutter. And in Perg Bez, the Chulin Masik, the Chuliyam and Mechza Mechza in a Kuroiv. If you shecht an animal and you did 50% of the Kone and 50% of the Veshet, it's not kosher. It's a trefer. You have to shecht loiv of the Tay Simonim. You have to shecht a majority of both Simonim. Umaisel Aida Tan of Ochel and Maiselo. Veshema Yesh the Chalik. Bein mechitzos le'isur v'tumah. So it's a chilek. You have to mechalek. Between mechitzos, we tackled poets going with his mutter, 50-50 is mutter. But when it comes to shechita, 50 is not going to do it 50%. You have to do 51%. What's taka the difference? Why is it by mechitzos 50-50 is mutter? And when it comes to isa, to shechita, or to tumah, but the point is that you need 51%, you need drive. So the Tais Rosh gives a gewaldige teret. Zok the Tais Rosh, you have to mechalek as follows. That You always dan the oimit part. You look at the part that's the oimit, the standing part, not the part that's not there. The oimit is the ikka. So by mechitzas, we over there, you need oimit meruba, you need a din oimit. So the oimit is the ikka. Even though oimit is kaporetz, yes, it's better to have oimit meruba, but since the oimit, the part that's standing is the ikka, so we consider oimit kaporetz, we look at it like the ikka. It's 50-50, which one is more important? The oimit is always the ikka. So we look at the oimit, even 50-50, it's a shem mechitza. It's a shem mechitza when it's oimit kaporetz. Why? Because the oimit is the ikka. And lemais, you have oimit that is here. So 50-50 is considered oimit. By shechita, Dr. Tais Rosh, over there, the oimit is the chisorin. The oimit is not what we're looking for. By mechitzas, oimit is the mechitza. We're looking for oimit. So we want a full oimit. So 50% oimit is also called oimit because you have oimit. But by shechita, the oimit is the problem. You want to sever the oimit. You want to sever the simonim. You want to sever the kon and the veshed. The oimit is exactly what you don't want. So if you have oimit over here, we look at it as ikar. 50% oimit, 50% that's shochut. That's no good, because the oimit is the ikka. And I mean, so you have the ikka is still here. That means the konaveshet is still here. It has to be shechted. So that's why, if you dan the oimit as the ikka, so by oimit, by mechitzas, oimit kaparetz is muta. Mashenken, by oimit, by shechita, oimit kaparetz, meaning 50% shechted, 50% not, the oimit is the ikka. So then you remain with not shechted. So that's why it's taka osa. That's the difference between the 50-50 by mechitzas and 50-50 by konaveshet, that's shechted 50%. Zog the Mishnah, mekifin shloisha chavolim zelam ala mizeh vezelam ala mizeh. One can make in a shiora a mechitza made out of ropes that are separated within three tvachim one another. And that's how you have the wall, meaning the mechitza is a revach, a space, and then a rope. A revach, a space, and a rope. And a revach, a space, and a rope. The three chavolim, alamala mizeh mizeh, within three tvachim is lovut kesosum. So you end up having 10 tvachim of a mechitza, even though three open areas are open, but they're less than gemul tvachim, so it's lovut. And that's mechitza of yasara. The three open areas come out to around 9, and the ropes, all three together, come out to a tefach. That's asara tvachim. Zog the Mishnah. You can't have three tvachim between the ropes because that's not lovud anymore. Shir chavolim, what's the size of the ropes themselves? For oivyon, their thickness is yesra tefach. A drop more than the tefach altogether. Because being that every space is 2.9, 2.9, 2.9 of open area, which is a little less than 9, so the ropes have to be a little more than 1 tefach. So shir oivyon of the tefach is yesra al tefach. In order that altogether it's 10. Now over here, obviously there's no problem of pohutz yoyse ala oimit. After all, it's pohutz mehub ala oimit. There's more open than closed. Because being that the open area is less than 3 tvachim, that's lovud is kesosum. So we look at it like it's closed. Over here, there's no din of pohutz mehub ala oimit. When you have lovud, there's no pohutz meruba. Lovud gufa means that it's lovud kesosum. So mainly you end up having an enclosed mechitza. You don't have a poetz meruba. After the din of lovud, you don't have a poetz meruba. It's indeed sosum. Likewise, zok the Mishnah weiter. Mekifin bekonim. You likewise can utilize konim, which is shesi, which is not erev, not going in a horizontal direction, but rather vertical, poles that are vertical, within three tvachim one another. Mekifin bekonim, you can makif the shiori with konim, uvach lo ye ben konim l'chavega shloisha tvachim, as long as you don't have three tvachim in between. Now, the reason why Shesi is a big chiddush to say that you can also be makiv bekonim is because by a shesi, after all, the pirza is a pesach. It's an opening. By erev, by horizontal, it's not the derech to make a pesach in such a fashion. You don't make psochim in a horizontal fashion. But if it's vertical, so that's a regular way of having a pesach. So maybe it's, we don't look at it as sosum. We'll see. That's a chiddush. That even in a vertical direction, it's also considered lovet kesosim. Zok the Mishnah b'shiyora dibru. This whole heter, this of having this mechitza grua, of being either just shesi or just erev, or if this mechitza grua, the fact that it's not going to remain forever, it's not kavua. Right after Shabbos, you're going to remove it. Is b'shiyora hitir dibru. It's dafka by shiyora der matir. Now, the whole din of this mechitza grua, that's only ayde shesi or only ayde erev, so there's a question in the Prima Godim, and we shouldn't discuss it also. Is this the pshat, if let's say you have a horizontal mechitza, or you have a vertical mechitza, is it only shesi, only erev? And if you, let's say you have one kana that's going horizontal and everything is vertical, does that make it shesi ve'erev? Or no, it's looked upon as shesi. It just happens to be one beam that's across that's holding it together. So the question is, what's the chisaron in having shesi without erev? If the pshat is the chisaron is shesi without erev because it's not as strong, so maybe one beam makes it strong, so there won't be that chisaron. But if the vart is eshei mechitza is only shesi ve'erev, mechitza gufa means going in both directions. Now, when you have a panel that three tvachim or more, that's be'etzim called shesi ve'erev because every wall is only one direction. Teretz says no. When it's a solid piece, zokti gan yankav gimel tvachim or some say dalat tvachim, that's looked upon as shesi ve'erev be'etzim. It's composed of Kshesi Ve'erev. But when you only have one direction, is a Chisar because it's not strong. So maybe one panel, one beam, I mean, that's going in the other direction can make it already Kshesi Ve'erev. But if the Chisar is not because it's not strong, it's because the Shem Mechitza is only Kshesi Ve'erev. So one cross beam that's going horizontal is not going to make all the other vertical poles into Kshesi Ve'erev. One is not going to make into a mechitza of shesi ve'erev. That's a suffix, the tutzdodim, Dr. Primogodim. What's the chisaron in shesi without erev? So again, the Mishnah says, b'shiora dibru, dibru gab Yehuda. V'chachomim oimrim, loy dibru b'shiora ela b'hoiva. The chachomim say this, then it's not necessarily only by a shiora. It happens to be dibru b'hoiva. That's the common scenario where you have this metzias. By a shiora, the derech is that they travel, so mainly they end up having this type of mechitza. But be'etzim, this would also apply to any yochid. It doesn't have to be a shiora. Zog the Mishnah kol mechitza she'eino shal shesi v'shal erev. The Rabbi Yosef's shita is that it has to be shesi v'erev. Kol mechitza she'eino shal shesi v'erev eino mechitza divrei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. V'chomer oimrim echad mishnei dvarim. Chomer clearly arguing Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef maybe holds, he argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is his father. The beginning of the Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That b'shiora dibru. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says that by yeshiora we're not makel shesi alone or erev alone. But you have to, even by shiora, you have to have a mechitza of shesi ve'erev. Kol mechitza sheni shal shesi v'shal erev is not a mechitza. V'chomer oimrim echad mishnei dvarim. Either one. Either shesi alone or erev alone, the Gemara is going to discuss chachom ha'netanikama. But this is the yesoid, that which you need, shesi ve'erev, is it a chisaron in choizik of the mechitza? It's not so strong. It needs to be a strong mechitza, so you also need the erev besides the shesi panels, or you know, also need a shesi panel that's besides the erev. Or the pshat is no. The shei mechitza is only when it goes both directions. Now, if you have one beam going across the shesi, would that make it shesi ve'erev or not? Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Amnun, Omer Rav, Hay Omru Oymit Meruba Leporut B'Shesi Ava Oymit. If you have vertical poles and you have Oymit Meruba, you have a majority of Oymit more than Porut by Shesi. That's called Oymit. Boy Rav Amnun, but Erev Ma'ai. What about by Erev? What about if it's horizontal? Do you also say the din of Oymit Meruba Leporut by horizontal, just like you say by vertical? So why would it be a mokum to mechalik? So that the Goyen Yankov says, like we mentioned before, is because by shesi, when it's standing up, vertical poles, so over there, every pirtzah is looked upon as a pesach. So oimen meruba laparutz, we look at it as a pesach, not as a pirtzah. So memela, that's how it's taka considered, that it's closed. You'll out of a pesach. Pesach doesn't take away from the closure. Masha enken by erev, over there, it's not the derech to have these type of openings over there. So maybe over there, oimim ruba would not make oimim ruba alaparetz ka'oimid. Because it's not a be'etzim, a shame pesach that you can call it a pesach. So that's a chiddush, and that's a question to Gemara. Be'erev mai. Zog Gemara, Omer Abaye Toshma. I'll bring you the following raya. Shir chavolim ve'oivyon, our Mishnah that says, the thickness of the ropes is yeser al tefach. Drop more than the tefach. Shia koil asarot tefachim. So altogether, it's 10. Vi isa. And if you're going to say that by erev, you also say oimim ruba leporutz. So lomeli yeser al tefach. Why do you have to say that the ropes together are more than the tefach? Le'aved pochos mishloisha. Make taka the space between the ropes less than 3. V'chevel mashu. And the chevel is something, a mashu. Not doesn't have to be altogether a tefach. Pochus mishloisha again, pochus mishloisha, v'chevel mashu, and pochus me'abo, v'chevel mashu. Meaning you can have less than 3 and then a rope, less than 3 and a rope, and then less than 4, and the ropes don't have to all encompass and be together at Tefach, they can be a mashal together. But since you have less than three, and less than three twice in a row, so loved is kesosum. So if it's kesosum, you end up having twice loved kesosum, which is six. Less than three is 5.999, almost six. But that's more than the four that's open. We're looking for 10 tvachim tol mechitza. So you can create the mechitza, the lovud, the three ropes as follows. Less than three open, then a rope, a mashu. Less than three open, then a rope, mashu. And then less than four and a rope. The less than four is this battle because oimem ruba. If you say oimem ruba also by erev, also when it's horizontal, so then why do you have to say less than three, less than three, less than three? And the rope is less than a little more than a tefach in order to create 10 tefachim. You can say less than three, and less than four. And you don't have to worry about less than four not being lovud because oimed merub ala poritz is mevatel that less than four. You have less than three twice in a row is considered sosum and it's closed off. So six is closed off, theoretically. So then six is mevatel four. So oimed merub ala poritz you have by erev. And why do you have to say that the ropes are a tefach and mashu? Zok the Gemara, the problem is, where are you going to place the less than four? V'tizbichol. Haipachs me'arbo hechi mukim lo. I mukim lo tesor. If you're going to put it on the bottom, it starts off less than four, and then there's a rope. Havlem k'mechitza, shagdiyim boikim boi. Gdiyim ha-boika, that means, gdiyim are going to break up this mechitza. On the bottom, we don't say, you can have an opening. Gdiyim boikim, break up the whole mechitza. Even if you're going to say, oimem ruba al-porot, makes it that it's oimed. But Gdiyim are going to break this up. Now this Yidavka say that Gdiyim are Bekeya is a din on Oymed Meruba. Oymed Meruba, meaning if the less than four is on the bottom and then three and three, so even though three and three is six, but that's Oymed Meruba is going to be broken up through Bekeya's Gdiyim. Now by Koira where we said Gud Achis Mechitza, Gdiyim do not break up the din Gud Achis. But when it comes to Oymed Meruba Laporitz, that Gdiyim would break it up. So it can't be that the four is Lamato. Now if let's say we're talking about a mechitza shesi, where it's vertical poles. So over there, oimem meruba would be a mechitza, even though gdiyim aboikim. Achronim explained, because when it's shesi, so the pirtza is not looked upon as a pirtza. That pirtza is a pesach, because it's a derech to have a pesach going vertically. That's how a person enters. That's normal. So that's not mavato the shem mechitza. Mashenken by erev, where it's not a pesach. So the gedir gdiyim atak mevatel the shem mechitza. Gdiyim are mevatel din oimem ruba the shem mechitza because it's not a derech to be a pesach. By mashenka by shesi it is a derech to be a pesach. So gdiyim would not be mevatel. So the pachas ma'abo can't be lamato. Elamai zok the gemara imukim le'eloi. Elamai you're going to put less than three rope, and then less than four. The pachas midal is going to be in the top. Or se avir the hagisa mevatel le. You have avir above the ropes. That's one side. Udahagisa, meaning below that, from the top layer, meaning the four that's open, the top section, until the middle one is the other gisa. Davinami avir came in Aviyosim Shloisha. Since it's morning gimel, it's not lovud. Umevatle lechevel, it's mevatle the whole chevel. Ve'ein kan ela vov tachtoinim. All you have is the three and the three below, which is six. Now, number one, Rashi says, "Osed avir da gisa da gisa mevatle." You're counting the avir out of the mechitza area. Before we learned earlier in Daf Yud that you don't count avir mechutz mechitzas. Avir is only Tosfos over there says avir is only a chelik of the mechitzas that can mevatle, not avir out of the pass, out of the whole area. So why over here would you be mevatle the avir? Zok the Ritva, because over here, if it's a mechitza, so Rishus Yochid Oyla Ad Rekia, so it's not out of the mechitza. Be'etzem above it is also called a chelik of the area of Rishus Yochid, because it's not Oyla Ad Rekia. So mele, it's not considered mechutz, it's not called mi'alma. But according to we would say, avir da'gisa, da'gisa mevatle. So it can't be vited that the pochs midal is on the top, because avir da'gisa, da'gisa mevatle, it's mevatle the top rope. So all you remain is with a chevel of six, of three and three below. You don't have to, you're tvachim. Zog de Gemara, Imukum be'emtsoi, elam I going to tell me that the less than four is in the middle, and the less than shloish is on the bottom, and the less than shloish is on the top of that, meaning the bottom is less than gimel, then it's less than dalet, then less than gimel. So now less than gimel is considered ksosum, and less than gimel on the bottom is considered sosum, so together 3 plus 3 is 6, that's mevatel the four in the middle. Well, that would mean, that would connote that you say, oimem merubim mishteit stodim. Zog de Gemara, Elam, are you going to tell me? Imukim le b'mitzah, havle oimeru b'alapot mishtei ruchois. So then you bring a rai from here that, and we know that it's not oimed. So then it can't be talking about that the mill is the less than four, and the reason why it's considered closed off 10, because it's not considered oimed meruba. It's oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim. It's not mitzad echod. You have to count 3 plus 3, which are not near each other, because you have a 4 in between. So it's oimed meruba, because less than 3 is sosum, and less than 3 is sosum, each one of them. So it's sosum, so it's considered closed. So 3 plus 3 is 6. 6 is oimed meruba, but it's oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim. So hakocha can't be that you want to bring a rai from here to the suffix that we had if you say oimed meruba by error from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah's case of horizontal oimed meruba is not talking about a case of oimed meruba. It's fakir. You want to say the Mishnah is talking about that it's dafka talking about the rope is a tefach and a mashu, and it's not going to us oimed meruba. It's not going to us as a rope being a mashu and having less than 4, and that's oimed meruba. Because we're going to place the less than 4 on the bottom of Gedim Boikim, on the top Osi Avira, and in the middle it's oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim. So it can't be that's talking about less than 4 plus less than 3 and less than 3, but rather it's talking about less than 3 3 times, and the rope is taka tefach mashu. So there's no raya that you can't bring any, it doesn't shed any light. The Mishnah does not shed any light to this question of oimed meruba be'erev mai. Now the Gemara had it sad to say that if it's in the middle, it's oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim. And that we know doesn't work. Zokta Arzurua, even if you hold oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim, it's good, and it's considered oimed, that's by a real oimed. When you have a solid oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim, it can maybe mevatel the middle. That's oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim. But over here, it's a lomdisha oimed. It's not a real oimed. It's a oimed ade lovud, less than gimel, plus then 4 on top in the middle. And then less than gimel, that's oimed meruba in a lomdish oimed meruba, it's only because of lovet kasosum. Zokta Azru and the Magen Avraham brings this also in Sinas Samaches, that oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim, when the oimed is gufai, they love it of a lomdish of lovet, so that type of oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim lo amrinon. Even if ba'alma, you would say taka oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim amrinon. Zokta Gemara, ela Rav Amnuna hokikom ebaile. This was the question of Rav Amnuna, meaning oimed meruba ala porutz. Be'erev Mai was the following question. Could go in the ice machzelas dav zayin u'mashu. You have a mat that's 7 in mashu tvachim. V'chokub gimel, and you hollowed out an area of 3 tvachim. So you left over with 4 in a mashu. V'shovak b'dalad u'mashu. V'ukmei v'pachs mi gimel. And you place this mat less than gimel off the ground. So you're starting off, you have less than gimel off the ground, which is lovud. And then you have that mat that was hollowed out. You have a little rim that's left over. And then you have a hollowed out area of 3. And then you have an enclosed area of the mat of 4 and a mashu. So now you have oimed meruba. You have the 4 of the mat all the way on the top, 4 and a mashu. And you have the lovewood all the way on the bottom of less than 3 before the mat starts. So you have 4 and a mashu plus 3, plus less than 3 is 7. 7 now is oimed meruba, is mevatel the 3 of the hollowed out, you hollowed out in the middle. The 3 hollowed out in the middle is oimed meruba ala porutz be'erev. Here you don't have mishteh tzdadim because the top part is really oimed. It's not oimed meruba mishteh tzdadim. The top part is 4, which is be'etzem more than the 3. But lemaisi, you end up having the lovet kesosim, the bottom 3. So it's 7 oimed together and 3 that is open. And that's the question. Do you say oimed meruba leporitz be'erev mai? Rav Ashi Omar, another teretz. How to understand Rav Amnuna Sofik? Mechitza tluya ibayale. The question is a mechitza tluya. Meaning, when the machzelas of asara tvachim is off the ground, 3 tvachim or more, it's a mechitza tluya. Do we say that oimed meruba leporitz, which is below, the porutz below, is this battle as oimed meruba leporitz? Or do we say no? Do we say that by Mechitza Tluya? You don't say this. So you know you have oimed meruba, but being that below it's in a direction of erev, it's horizontal. So you don't say oimed meruba ala porutz by horizontal direction by erev, and that's a bayah of Amnuna. Since the bottom is 3 or more open, so even on the top you have oimed meruba, you have a machzelus of 7. Lemaisa oimed meruba leporutz be'erev, that's mi bailei. But in this hechet timtzav mechitza tluya, zok dumal uke de boyim in erev tavla mirav mechitza tluya ma'u shetati bechurva. This heter mechitza tluya, do we say that mechitza tluya also helps in the churva? That means, because after all, it doesn't reach the ground, and it's more than three tefachim below it. So would it help or not? This is special kula that they said by mayim, so they allowed you to draw water because you have a mechitzat luya. And like the Rishonim explained, because what do you have below the water? You don't have kiyas gediyim, you have dagim. Dagim are not nira. So kalu shekilu chom b'mayim. Dafka by mayim would do as a kula, but at other places, mechitzat luya would not be matir. So mele, that's what Itaka said. Ein mechitzat luya ela b'mayim. The question was, mechitzat luya ma'ush tatim b'churva, omalei, Ein mechitzat luya materas ala b'mayim. Kalu shekilu chom b'mayim, but by a churva, if it's not al mayim, a mechitzat luya would not be matir. Meaning this baya is, do you say mechitzat luya is materas, and the gdiyas, the bekiya of the gdiyim, would stare me, because lemaisa it's not b'mayim, and bekiyas gdiyim would stare me, and it's be'erev, and you don't say oimem ruba leporutz, and it would be a problem of a bekiya. Zog the Gemara mekifim bekonim. So we said that b'shiora dibru, that was a b'yuda shita. Zog the Gemara b'shiora in, only by shiora, only by an encampment, they allowed the mechitz of these konim, or these ropes within gimel tvachim. But b'yochid loy, but if it's not a shiora, not an encampment of at least three people, an individual, they didn't give this heta. Frag the Gemara v'otanyi rabiuda oimer, kol mechitzah Shabbos. All mechitzah Shabbos, even those that are not perfect mechitzahs, meaning just Shesi or just Erev, lo yitiru liyochid yoysim beis asayim. They didn't allow it for an individual, not a shor, for an individual, if it's yoysim beis asayim, if it's more than 5,000 square amas, more than the shear of two saw, of being zareya two sawim. So we see clearly that if it's not yoysim beis asayim, we allowed it for a yochid. And before we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole heter is only for a shiore and not for a yochid at all. A yochid can never rely on this kanim or the shesi without erev. And to the Gemara, k'dom Rav Nachman, v'tem Rav Biri Barabaya, l'nitzcha elo liten lehem kol tzorkon. L'oilom a yochid could have a beis asayim, but kol tzorkon, to have more than that about a yochid can't. Hochanami liten lehem kol tzorkon, meaning that we do not allow a yochid to be makib konim to be allow even more than a greater share of beis asayim called tzorkon. But avada beis asayim you do give them. Where's it said that we said called tzorkon? If the mechitza is not horizontal and vertical, it's not a mechitza. He doesn't allow konim one direction even for a shiur or not. For sure not for yochid. Umi omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda hochid, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds so. V'atanya, echad yochid vet shiora, echad yochid vet shiora lechavolim. So we see both of them are mutter of chavolim, even one direction. Uma ben yochid li shos, what's the difference between yochid and shiora? Yochid nois and loy, beis asayim. Yochid gets beis asayim. With this mechitz chavolim. And shnayim, nois and beis asayim, two is also considered like a yochid. But shloish, if you have three individuals, nas the shiora becomes a shiora. V'nois and beis sheish. And they get each one sosayim, which means beis sheish soyim. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. V'chom oimrim, echad yochid v'echad shiora, noislem kol tzorkon. Everyone gets kol tzorkon. That's chom hold. Even more than beis sosayim. Uvach lo yeh beis sosayim ponui. As long as they don't have an area that they're makif, an area that is even greater than beis sosayim, that they don't even need, that's mokum ponui. But we see how kaponim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that a yochid is allowed to be makir beis asayim, and a shiora is allowed to have six soin. And l'choy, that's not like we said before, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds, kol mechitza she'en es ha'shesi ve'erev ein mechitza. Even the gabi shiora it's not a mechitza. So for sure by a yochid it's not a mechitza. So what's pshat over here, it's good. And to the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman, v'teima, Rabbi Ba'abaya, lo nitzche el liten l'kot sokon. This is where we said the din of kot sokon, meaning, that which Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, that kol mechitza she'en es ha'shesi ve'erev ein mechitza, it's only liten l'kot sokon. Sai yochid, sai shiora, in order to give him kol tzorkon, even greater area. But Avadi agrees that to give a yochid, so sayim, or for a shiora, six saw, that's takamuta, even by chavolim. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of Omid, Dorash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel.